This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, who for the past several years until the current Congress was the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee. He is now with the Washington firm of Dick Stein Shapiro. We want to get his thoughts, though, on a couple of major questions emanating from the successful raid that killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan on Sunday. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, hey, thank you. Good to be with you again.
Let me get your reaction, first of all, to the news of the day, I guess, and that would be the White House, which initially seemed inclined to release at least some, if maybe only even one photo of a deceased Osama bin Laden. Now they say that will not be happening. There was obviously a great debate within the administration. What do you make of the ultimate decision?
Well, I mean, I've not seen the photos. These are knowledgeable people that are going through the process. They've decided not to release it. I would have preferred perhaps that some photos be released, but if they've deemed the release of these photos as inappropriate, it's not something worth fighting about. We had a great success on Sunday. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on moving forward. Let's not get distracted by some of these side issues.
Just one follow-up before we get to some of the thicker intelligence issues involved here, and that's that this would be the latest decision made in relation to this raid based on sensitivity towards Muslim tradition, Muslim custom. Obviously, what was done with bin Laden's body was following that as well. What's the proper balance between sensitivity and perhaps making the American people aware of as much as they perhaps ought to be?
Well, I don't think that there's a conflict there at all. You release, I think the American people or, people have already made up their minds as to whether we were successful or not. Obviously, there's always going to be some skeptics and some people claiming that, this really didn't happen. Release of some photos is not going to change their views or their perceptions. Again, focus on the major issues. Seeing an actual picture of a dead bin Laden, really doesn't add anything to the success or a need to see by the American people.
We're talking with former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Pete Hoekstra. And Congressman, as you look at the larger question now, and that's, of course, that bin Laden's been the head of this organization for well over a decade, probably about two decades now, and we've been tracking him hardcore for about 15 years. Now that he's gone, how much does that shake up what we need to pursue and what we can expect from al-Qaeda, either in retaliation for what just happened or their long-term strategy?
Well, I think this creates a unique opportunity for us. We've changed the dynamics on the battlefield with the killing of bin Laden. We've got to take this now and push it to our full advantage. We need to, al-Qaeda, I think right now is probably, they're scrambling, elements of al-Qaeda that were in contact with Osama bin Laden. They're now trying to figure out what we might have taken out of that compound that, may implicate them, may identify them, may identify some of their strategic thinking or some of their key contacts or their funding. And so they're scrambling right now. I mean, we took out, the control center for al-Qaeda and perhaps gained a treasure trove of information. So they're scrambling. In the medium to long term, I think the goals and objectives of al-Qaeda will not change. Their rationale is this is in retaliation for killing bin Laden. Guess what? I mean, they've been focused on attacking the United States and the West for the last number of years. We have been successful in pretty much stopping those kinds of attacks. But al-Qaeda will continue to be focused on trying to attack it. But we should do this now and, get people to align with the U.S. We've demonstrated that we are competent, that we are persistent, and that our capabilities have continued to evolve and grow.
You mentioned... Go ahead.
Take this opportunity, use it to our advantage, and move on.
You mentioned perhaps attracting new allies. One that is sort of with us and sort of not, of course, is Pakistan, depending on which elements of the government you're talking about. They've helped us a great deal in terms of allowing us to fly over. They've helped us round up some pretty significant al-Qaeda figures in the past. But, of course, now there's a lot of questions in Congress and elsewhere about just how committed they are to helping us win this war against al-Qaeda, given where bin Laden was found, and just given the track record of the ISI over there and so forth. What's your read on all that?
We've known this for 10 years. Pakistan is an imperfect ally, an imperfect partner. On certain days, they've done some things that have been very, very helpful to us. On other days, we've seen things that have disappointed us. But that's been ongoing for 10 years. Nothing that's happened over the last few days should change that reality. We should recognize the relationship for what it is, a fragile and an imperfect relationship, work within those confines, and use the help that they are providing us to go after radical jihadists, the Taliban and al-Qaeda, use them as much as they are willing to help us, and then, like we did on Sunday, when we are concerned about, you know, their ability to maintain security around our plans and intentions on specific targeted activities, we don't share it with them. And, you know, so we've learned to live within the imperfections of this relationship.
Do you think that there are steps we could take to improve the relationship? And what do you make of these calls for perhaps removing our foreign aid for Pakistan as a result of all this?
Well, for those that want to remove and fundamentally change the relationship with Pakistan, you know, they've got to ask, they've got to answer and explain what the new strategy with working with Pakistan will be. And what the consequences will be to the decisions that they make. Again, but what is new that we have learned in the last 4 days that we haven't known for the last 10 years? Didn't we suspect for 10 years that bin Laden was going to be in Pakistan? Yes. Didn't we believe that there might be elements within their ISI, their intelligence service, and their military that are either sympathetic or maybe actually even members of al-Qaeda and the Taliban? We've known that. Do we believe that there might be people that within their government that might be protecting some of the terrorists? We suspected and we knew that. So what did we learn over the last 3 or 4 days that we didn't know before that would cause us to fundamentally readjust our strategy with Pakistan? I'm not defending them, but I'm just saying that for 10 years we've known all of this about Pakistan, their strengths and their weaknesses, and we ought to seriously consider what the fallout will be if we change the strategy. Don't rush into or don't rush out of this strategy if you haven't got something that will replace it. And if you're not, and you have to answer the question, will this new relationship with Pakistan make us safer or will it make us more vulnerable?
Last question before we let you go, sir. Another debate that has arisen, of course, in the past couple of days is the fact that it appears that at least the seeds of this intelligence that eventually got us to bin Laden came perhaps from enhanced interrogation techniques. Different members of the administration have slightly different takes on how significant those techniques were. But from what we do know at this point, does this validate the techniques? What does this do?
I don't think this settles the argument. I'm a supporter of enhanced interrogation techniques on a limited basis on high-value targets to make sure we can get all the information that we can get in a timely manner. Remember, we stopped most of these enhanced interrogation techniques years ago. Could some of that information have helped get us to where we were on Sunday? Absolutely. But what happened on Sunday was the result of years and years of good work, learning and adapting against a very tough target by our intel and military communities. Our hats are off to the people that have been persistent in the success that they had on Sunday.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you so much, as always, for your time. We appreciate it greatly.
Hey, good being with you. Thank you.
Former Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra, for 18 years, he represented the state's 2nd Congressional District. For the last several years of his time in Congress, he served as the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, including a couple years as chairman. He is now at the Washington firm of Dick Stein Shapiro. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.